Time now for the Wide Open Three. A fast-paced look at local and regional sports. Brought to you by Bain Dental Group. When it's time for you to open wide, you'll want Bain Dental at your side.
Have you been looking for a new career but unsure of where to start? Alliance Dental Institute offers a 12-week dental assisting program that provides you the opportunity to gain hands-on experience from licensed professionals at a state-of-the-art facility. Tuition is affordable with financing available. To schedule your tour, call 470-801-4234 or visit AllianceDentalInstitute.com. Invest in yourself, your education, and your career with Alliance Dental Institute in Villarica.
From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this is the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group for Thursday, May the 2nd. Congratulations to the Bremen Boys soccer team on advancing to the Final Four round of the GHSA Class 3A State Tournament. On Tuesday, the Blue Devils traveled to Pike County and returned with a 4-2 victory. They will visit Hebron Christian tomorrow for a Final Four matchup. Chris Sale allowed one run over five innings and struck out nine. Austin Riley had the big blow at the plate with a two-run triple, and the Atlanta Braves salvaged the final game of a three-game series with a 5-2 win over the Seattle Mariners yesterday. The NL East leading Braves rebounded after suffering back-to-back defeats for the first time this season, with another strong start from Sale and Atlanta's offense taking advantage of an error to score four unearned runs off Seattle starter Emerson Hancock. Swung the bat well, I thought. Even some of the outs were really good, so that's a really good sign anytime you get something going offensively, Atlanta manager Brian Snicker said. We've been kind of struggling to hit on all cylinders. It looked a little bit closer today. Atlanta scored four times in the fourth inning, all with two outs. Right fielder Mitch Haniger gave the Braves that opportunity when he dropped Orlando Arcia's pop-up down the right field line. It was Seattle's second error of the day and the most costly. Hancock retired Chadwick Tromp for the second out, but Ronald Acuna Jr. and Ozzie Albies reached on back-to-back singles to plate one run, and Haniger couldn't come up with Riley's deep drive as he crashed into the right field wall. That gave the Braves a 4-0 lead. Matt Olson capped the inning with a sharp single off reliever Trent Thornton that scored Riley. The Braves are off today before they begin a three-game series on Friday against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Charlie Morton will start the opening game of the series for Atlanta. Remember, you can keep up to date with all things local by giving us a like on Facebook and a follow on Twitter at Graddock Sports and online at GraddockCommunications.com. From the 316 Healthcare Graddock Sports Studios, this has been the Wide Open 3 presented by the Bain Dental Group. I'm Adam Pecoro.